The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, good morning, dear listeners. So welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. And, it's that time of the morning that we discuss about what is happening on an international ground, what is happening on, in the continent of Africa, and, what is happening in Namibia, and what need to be done in order to make sure that, come 2030, come 2063, we are where we are supposed to be. Are we in line with our national developmental plan? Are we in line with what we said we were going to do? But yeah, it's 6 minutes past the hour of six, and it's the 19th of December, 2025. And like I said, it's a Friday, and we are moving toward Christmas. We are saying Santa, Uncle Santa, is busy, preparing his costume to make sure that he will be able to distribute gifts to the children. But, we are wishing you, we are already wishing you a safe journey, especially those who are on their way, traveling. We are wishing you a safe journey. And also make sure that those drivers, either drivers of buses or private cars, they are respected, and you should not stress them, because they are the most needed people right now in Namibia. And if you say how many lives that person is carrying, you'll be able to understand the wealth and the role that that person has in the Namibian economy. Even taxi drivers, they are one of the most important people, because the lives that they are carrying our future presidents, our future attorney general, our future PG, our future ministers, and our future business people, maybe our future innovators too. They are taking them to school. They are taking them to holidays. We must be able to respect those ones. But we're greeting you. We are greeting you from your number one favorite talk radio station in Namibia. That is Eagle FM. And we'll be diving in the conversation like any other day until the hour of 8. And listening to Joshua Maponga, he's one of the wisest people that Africa has. You take Joshua Maponga, you take Pro Lumumba, you'll be able to understand that there are people that you can disagree with, but you will not underestimate their wiseness, their intelligence, and you'll be able also to learn one or two things from them. And that is what is needed in Africa, because intelligentsia, and also those who have ability to see the future, and also those who have the ability to educate us, must be respected, and must be able also to be given opportunity to give advice, and also opportunity to lead us. Because if we come to the point of respecting those who are able to go forward, and also those who are able to give technical input, and also wise's advice, must be given opportunity. I was looking at social media, and who are some of the most educated people that we have in Namibia by far. I was reading, and Prof. Mpanda obtained a diploma in heritage and conservation management. And I was looking at my analysis. You may agree or disagree with me, but if you look at the top five of the most educated people in Namibia currently, maybe on top there you put Professor Dicho, then you put Job or Professor Mpanda, then you can also put Dr. Pea with 12 university degrees. And, education must be celebrated. Education must be celebrated. Whatever the situation, people must be encouraged to be educated. Those are some of the most educated people in Namibia by far. And so asking yourself to say, are we utilizing those knowledge? What is the role of those who are educated in Namibia? Either is politics, either is governance, either is development. Where are they? And also, what is the role? Because I've expected, and it's just my thinking. I'm not saying it was should be done. I expected intelligentsia such as Prof. Dicho and Dr. Peer. At least when you think about think tank, and you speak about task force, those are some of the people who are supposed to be there, but I'm not saying those who are there are not worth it, but just my thinking to say sometimes intelligentsia, we should not sleep on the brains, we should be able to utilize them while they are able to do it, because having 12 degrees is not an easy thing. But one way or the other, it also generates some level of wisdom, whether we can say it or not. But those are the people that we should encourage people to be. We should also encourage them to be used. I'm not saying those who do not have qualifications are not able to contribute. You can also find somebody who did not go to even to grade 10, but is wise. And you must differentiate that too. There's education and wiseness. But that is just to say both of them are needed in Namibian economic development, because you can like me, or we can disagree on a lot of things, but if I was a medical doctor who is with 20 years experience, if you are sick, you'll be able to come to me. And there's one thing that we should be able to look into to say is experience, is ability to do things, and also what is needed. Because if you have to consult, for example, a medical doctor, somebody who has, are you going to somebody that you like, or you're going to somebody who can cure you? Are you to somebody that you like, or are you going to somebody who can cure you? Because I was watching something on leadership and policy making, and one of the things is to say, why should you send somebody who only end up into grade 10 without other technical skills to parliament to make laws for you? But if you have a sick child, you will not send it to a doctor without a qualification. And it's something that though we should also put in mind, something of common sense also to look into mind, to say, if you have your only one beautiful daughter and she got so sick and you have to consult a medical doctor, then you just realize, you say, no, this guy does not have anything. He's just a con artist. You wouldn't want. But why do you want to make, why do you send somebody to the highest lawmaking house who just has a grade 8 qualification? Maybe without experience too, without additional training. But this person has to make laws for everybody. And we expect our country really to move forward. But if you have a rigor problem, you will not go to a lawyer who is not admitted, or you will not go to, if you have a medical problem, you will not want to consult a doctor who did not pass his medical degree. But it's common sense to look at, to say, what is that, what human beings are able to do, but looking at that aspect. Yeah, before we go to the conversation for today, because today we are going to speak about, service, business, and also the importance and the sustainability of, service business. And also, what are some of the service business that, people embark into, particularly those which are attached to a person? Because in most cases, the survival of service business is that, it will be able to move forward. Because the business that does not really sell tangible product, but being able to give you either in terms of advisory either in terms of technical expertise that people took long to acquire, to be able to give to you. But I want to look at that aspect. But before that, let us look at what do we have on an international ground. What do we have on an international ground? Let us start with the first world, the land of the people. That is United States of America. It was stated that the president of United States of America, that is Donald Trump, defended his first year back in office in one of the most politically charged speech. And you know, for those of you who follow either print or social media or, you know, current media, you'll be able to see that Donald Trump has just been in power for 1 year. But it has been like 10 years, particularly to the developing world. It has been like 10 years. The news, the actions, and also things that have been done. He just got into power in January. But what he has done, it's quite debatable. It's quite debatable to look at it. What he has done, either is shaking the developing world, either is stopping off US aid, either is Russia-Ukraine war negotiations, either is, you know, trade war tariffs. I don't think there is an economic power without the, you know, the name of Trump running through their media or running through their documents, because the guy just, you know, brought us difficulties and also surprised a lot of people. But he said, this is one of the most, you know, wealthiest, you know, time of his service in the United States of America. And looking at his remarks, you know, Trump has continued to promise the economic boost or economic boom in the U.S. And also, looking at that, he also indicated that he ended 8 wars in recent months. And you are just asking yourself, why, which kind of war is that? But when you look at, for example, at one of them, you'll be able to look at the Gaza and Israel war. Maybe that is one of the war that he's taking credit from, because he had been pushing. And you look at, Iran and Israel war. We also look at that to say, Trump may look like somebody, or may also have negative things that we are not happy with. But there are things that he avoided, because when you look from a geopolitical point of view, when you look at Iran and Israel, what has been happening there, particularly the war of drones, the war of high level of technology, particularly during our time, the people to realize that, it almost turned into the Third World War. It almost turned into the Third World War, because Israel, it was at some point underestimated Iran, and there were thousands and thousands of flying drones in the airspace of Israel there, regardless of its high-level technology in defending its people. But maybe that is what he's speaking about. But you must be able to understand that he stated that, you know, in the most politically charged speech, and also in the time of wishing people a Merry Christmas, people of America and the world, Trump indicated that 11 months ago, he inherited a mess and is busy fixing it. Just let me quote to say, 11 months ago, I inherited a mess and I'm fixing it. That is what Trump said. And, and also it stated that, his holiday wishes come at a time of rebuilding, eroding popularity, particularly in terms of court of public opinion. So be able to show that U.S. adults are frustrated with his handling of the economy as inflation is picking up after his tariff rise price, and also hiring slowed. And that we need to look at, and when you're analyzing the quality and also the contribution of a leader to his people and also to the economy, you must look at those factors. And it's also something that we should not only apply to Trump, we must also analyze to say, when we are coming at the end of this year, how has the performance of my counselor, my community leader, my governor, my minister, my president, how has been the performance of that? Because one of the mistakes that we want to do is to love and like a person so much to that extent that you will not be able even to see what is that that is not done well. It's like somebody who has a most beautiful partner, but is not able to cook, is not able to raise kids, is not able to contribute anything to the table in terms of either intellectual or in terms of economic contribution. But a person is beautiful and kind, but other performance is not there. But that should not be something that can cloud our judgment. Let us look at that, and we should also apply it in our daily life, particularly if you are judging a person, to say there are those people who are likable, but are they able to do the job which is given to them? And there are also people that they are just not likable. It's nature. Just not likable, but they are human beings. But can I compete with the way they do things? And should I respect what they do? Because in some cases, you must be able to understand, to say, maybe you don't like this, or maybe you don't get along, but a person is able to perform. We see them in the corporate sector who are doing very well. We see them in the public sector who are doing very well, but they are not being recognized. But that is something that we should look at, to say, let us give flowers to those who need flowers, and let us criticize also those who need criticism. And that is something that we need to do. And looking at the other news also, looking at other news, you know, just how we are here, Nigeria has apologized to Burkina Faso over airspace violation. Nigeria has apologized to Burkina Faso, that is over airspace violation. It was indicated that the Nigerian foreign minister, the minister of foreign affairs in Nigeria, Yusuf Maitama Tunga, traveled to Ouagadougou on Wednesday to deliver an official apology after Nigerian military aircraft violated the airspace of allies of the Sahel state. He went to say sorry in front of the captain, Abraham Traore, and they said the Abuja regret over the incident, which had earlier been condemned as in the statement in AES member state. And if I have to quote, the foreign minister of Nigeria stated that it is regrettable that there were irregularities in the documents, particularly with regard to authorization to fly over Burkina Faso airspace. This is unfortunate, and we apologize for these regrettable incidents, the Nigerian foreign minister said. And quoting again, we also discussed the case of a leader of Nigerian political party who has made disparaging comments about these incidents, which are undoubtedly linked to misunderstanding of the situation. And it's also speaking about getting the message of solidarity and brotherhood from President Ahmed Bola Tinubu to Captain Traore. And, you know, it's quite interesting to see that one of the most strongest, one of the most, or the most economically strongest, or the strongest economy, one of the strongest economy in Africa, and also the country with highest population, highest political and military power to Nigeria, going to Burkina Faso, and also apologize. One should able to look at it from this direction to say, it's quite very important when you respect the sovereignty or the sovereign of somebody's country, the independence of somebody's country, and also the rule of law, not being driven by ego, but also to respect that when you have done something wrong, you must be able to apologize, because you can't just fly your plane through my airspace. It's a violation of international aviation law. You cannot do that. And that if you don't announce that you are moving through Namibia, that military has the right to shoot your plane down, because you become a threat. Who knows if you are going to drop bombs on top of their people. But the Minister of Foreign Affairs in Nigeria went to Burkina Faso to apologize to Captain Ibrahim Traore, and also deliver the message of the President of Nigeria, Bola Tinubu, to say the spirit of brotherhoodness and solidarity. He are apologizing, and remember that you speak about Burkina Faso, speak about Mali, speak about Niger. They form their own regional bloc. I don't know if it's called a regional bloc or it's a trio. They form their own regional bloc, not only to promote security, but also economic cooperation. It's known as the Alliance of the Sahel States, the IEC. And in the recent statement, the Alliance of the Sahel States showed their unhappiness, particularly Nigeria flying their plane through the airspace. Through the airspace of Burkina Faso, and that is something that should be looked into, and should be also addressed. So, it's 27 minutes past the hour of six, and we are moving with Early Morning Scoop, and before we go to the main conversation today, and let's look at a short commercial break. Then you also look at DRC, United States of America, and mineral PEC, and also to say why DRC is not getting out of the picture. Why DRC is not getting out of the picture, especially when it's coming to the aspect of minerals. It's coming to the aspect of minerals, their trade, and also their stability, because stability matters. But for now, let's look at the short commercial break, then we can continue with the conversation. And remember, today we'll be speaking about service. We'll be speaking about service businesses, what is the necessity and the sustainability of service business, and when you speak about service business, what are we speaking about, and why they matter, what investment should be put into, particularly when it coming to technical skills that a person should be able to be paid, because he is a mechanic, he is somebody who is engineering consultant, somebody who is a strategic consultant, somebody who is a cowash person, and also the importance of service business, because service businesses are everywhere, and they are coming into different form. And also to say, in this holiday, when we speak about service business, what are we speaking about? When somebody is a psychologist, a clinical psychologist, is an industrial psychologist, is a social worker, and it's operating a business, that is service. You are not coming out with a tangible product there, but you are paying that person because of the years he or she spent studying that subject so that he can be able to assist you. When somebody is a pastor, whatever form, that is service. And also ask yourself this question: when you are paying that person, you are paying for the skills that that person has, But how did he acquire that skill? Paying for ability of that person to give you what you do not have. But we speak about sustainability of service business in Namibia and what is needed, particularly moving forward. And we can also look at service within other areas, service within product business, service within the industries, because there's always this thing that is coming about to say benefiting from the value chain. After every investment discussion, there's always this word which is coming about to say, no, Namibians will also be able to benefit from the value chain. And as Namibians, me included, we like speaking those new fancy words and statements, but sometimes we don't really understand when somebody is saying, I'm going to be able to benefit from the value chain. What does it mean? If you have a salon business, what does oil and gas says to do with you? How are you going to benefit from that value chain? So let us look at a short commercial break, then we can move forward with the conversation for today.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Ngelo wapombwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doini nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angetashia kengeshe fa omarudi. Dayo loka, opone ushendi fenawa, nokumona oijemo ili nawa, ninge kwata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali, ile kumberewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
big staff. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Yeah. Continuing with the conversation. Just to build back on the apology of the Minister of Foreign Affairs to Burkina Faso. You must be able to realize that this also came after Nigerian Air Force crew was detained in December after they made an emergency landing in Burkina Faso, because they stated that they had been using that airspace, but at some point they also found themselves with a technical error. They have to make an emergency landing. And when you land on emergency on my ground, you did not tell me what you were doing on my airspace, you have to be arrested. But Burkina Faso finally, or they released them. But on top of that, must be able also to realize that that is what followed the apology. Now there is this international news on DRC. And we just do not know. Maybe it's what it is. But is this to say DRC and the US minor a peck of optimism and inheritance or inherent handles? That is International Business Africa. Say the Democratic Republic of Congo and the United States of America have signed a high-profile deal on critical minerals, promising economic transformation to secure supply chain. And to understand very well, to say when you look at United States and look at the United States, and also you look at DRC, and also recent development, particularly when it comes to M23, and also their diplomacy with Rwanda, you may be able to realize that, you know, when you are in this space, you don't know who is pulling the strings, but the fact of the matter is that DRC has entered into an agreement with the United States, among other things, to create a so-called a strategic mineral reserve to ensure predictability and durable supply critical minerals, including cobalt for United States, while guaranteed America good treatment and also exploitation of commercial aspect. Stated here to say Congo is a world top producer of cobalt and a key mineral in electrical vehicle batteries. You know, there is something that you cannot ignore. To say DRC being the richest country on earth and the poorest country in terms of human development, you cannot ignore it and you cannot take it away from civilization. And that is something that African leaders must also be able to realize, to say industrialization cannot go forward without Africa. But is industrialization happening in Africa? If you put it in that way, industrialization in the world cannot move far without Namibia. Just talk about Namibia, without Namibia. But is Namibia part of industrialization? Are we able to leverage on that to say, if we remove ourselves from the equation of international political economy, just for 2 months, how many people are coming to us and beg us to say, Namibia, guys, please come back? How many people are coming to us? If you just remove DRC from the whole geopolitical arena, from the whole international political or political economy, things will stop. People will not go to work in the US. People will not go to work in China. They will not go to work in the UK. Just remove DRC. But is it being fairly treated? That is a question that we need to put in mind. Because here, whatever is happening, there is a lot of theories about M23. But the fact of the matter is that when you talk about political economy, global political economy, DRC is king there. But it's a king without a palace and without the army. But in terms of mineral resources, that is number one. So that's why it's stated that in terms of mineral diplomacy, when it comes to DRC, they enter into an agreement with the United States of America, especially in the area of copper, cobalt, and also lithium. Because we can say, look at Zambia. Zambia is known to be one of the highest producers of copper in Africa, but it has to come after DRC. Not only copper, but when you come to cobalt, coltan is still the top. That is DRC. It has oil too. It has also valuable diamond. That's why people are dying every day. People are dying every day in DRC. And there is fluctuation, instability, even within the governance. So that's why everybody is hoping to say what is happening there should be solved. And we're just looking at the discussion of SADC. Why that is not stated? Maybe it is discussed, but that visual meeting The concept of DRC is not the mission. We don't know now if it's going to be discussed differently or it's not for public, but that is what is happening. And must be able also to understand that when you look at what analysts are saying, you look at what analysts are saying, they stated that Africa having mineral resources, there is Africa having number one in terms of copper, cobalt, lithium, and other mineral reserves among other largest on earth. There is absence of robust mining negotiation skills among African governments, and that has also led to the loss in terms of revenue and also compromising national interest in the mining sector, because the mining sector is the most critical area, particularly in Africa, because that is how we play. That was our winning card, and it should be our winning card, especially when you speak about negotiation skills, to say what level of negotiating. Are you negotiating looking at the results, or are you negotiating looking at your people? Because there is quite a very big difference, because somebody can go to a negotiation just because you want to conclude the negotiation or you want to come back with the results. And those international corporations and developed state, they are experienced in negotiating, because they are taking from you if you are not careful enough, and you cannot blame them because you lost that war in the boardroom. You lost that war on the negotiation table, because when they treat you at the best hotels, they give you beautiful coffee, although that coffee is also produced from your continent. It's coming from Ghana or Nigeria. They take you to the beautiful hotel, the environment itself. You forget even why you are there for. Then you end up taking anything. That's why if you look at the current studies, particularly on African minerals, you'll be able to realize that at the center of that is international trade policies on minerals, is also renegotiations of deals that were entered into beforehand when people were not wise enough, when people did not really know. To say when these guys are enslaving us to work in our copper mine, for example, what are they going to use this thing for? Is this thing the one that is used to connect our electricity? Is this thing the one which is powering our energy? So that's why analysts are indicating to say, although DRC, they recently entered into agreements with US, there is poor negotiations among African governments, and also let us hope we are at a better place to negotiate and also to manage our resources correctly and also wisely and jealously too. To say you must be able to manage your resources jealously, and also to make sure that when our children, when our grandkids will come, we'll be able to benefit from those resources also, not only to be people of the day, but also people who leave legacy, not legacy of destruction, but legacy of happiness and also sustainable wealth. Because yesterday I was reading it, something that I did not actually got for a long time, but every day you are learning one thing. Every day you are learning one thing. That every day you are learning one thing. But one of the things that this day is that there is sandbagging strategy. Sandbagging strategy. When you go to that strategy, you'll be able to see that those who are planning for us are the only planning for 5 years. Or they are only planning to make us happy for now, or they are doing it for long term, because curing the symptom than curing the disease. There's a very big difference in that aspect. So let us look at the short commercial break. Then we can come with our conversation for today. However, you can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401. We understand it's a Friday. Everybody is traveling. And we also want to hear from you to say, looking at this December, what are some of the things that you think Namibians are doing differently? What are some of the things that you are happy with? You can speak about it can be law enforcement, it can be the drivers, what are the behaviors of the drivers, it can be vendors, it can be also fellow passengers, because you know, civilization should prosper everywhere. Civilization should prosper everywhere, because when you want to see that we are not the same, get into a bus, any bus, travel to Kietemans, travel to the north, travel to the coast, travel anywhere. Then you realize that to say we may look the same, but we're actually not the same. We're actually coming from different backgrounds. You can also find those people who are, I don't want to say uncivilized, they just have manners that they are not in line with public etiquettes and protocols. You can't be in a bus and you are just shouting like you are in your own house. Is not correct. There are elders there. There are people who are not feeling well. There are people who are coming from the hospital. And your behavior can also disturb somebody's peace, even the driver's peace too. That's why this time of travel, we must also be able to, you know, to look at what other people are going through. Not everybody is going on Christmas very happy. Some people are depressed. Some people, they have been the whole year without, you know, getting anything tangible. Or some people have been looking for a job for the past 3 years. Some people have been, they are coming from hospitals. But just because you got your bonus does not mean that everybody got his. Does not mean that you must continue to over-celebrate to that extent that you irritate people. But you can also engage us in the studio. And apart from the news, before we go to the conversation for today, also, give us your input to say what are some of the behaviors that you are seeing that you are very happy with. What are some of the things that you are noticing? Because this is also the time that we are advising each other. We know it's a Friday, and most of the people, they have already embarked on their way. And drivers are one of the most busiest people, most needed, and the people that must be protected, especially this time. You can engage us at 083-288-401.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Nipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo joto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fano na monika ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of
its staff. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, with me, David Chombe, and it's 51 minutes past the hour of 6, and we are talking today about the sustainability of service business in Namibia, the sustainability of service businesses in Namibia. What are some of the technical skills that are needed for us to engage into service businesses, and also looking at 2026. What are the new strategies? What are the new mechanisms that we should put into place for us to make sure that, you know, we benefit from what is called the value chain? There is always this thing to say, when somebody say, people must be able to, Namibians, they are going to benefit from the value chain. And when you speak about value chain, what is that thing really that is... That is called a value chain, especially when it's coming, for example, to oil and gas, green hydrogen, and other major projects. Because there is one thing that we need to put in mind. There is something that a corporation, a bigger corporation, is doing, and there are also activities that an individual can be able to benefit from that. Directly or indirectly. Let me give you an example. When B2 Gold was opened, there was a study which was done when B2 Gold was opened, and look at the SMEs in Tsumeb, in Ochivarongo, in Otavi, somewhere there. Look at the upgradation in terms of barbershop. Look at the upgradation in terms of salon. Because it's not necessarily that you are going to get finance from B2. But the working force, the human capital which is there, they will need your service. How many of barbershop guys have upgraded? And they will not, some of them will not even realize it. They will think it's luck. It's not luck. Is you benefiting indirectly from that because you are giving service to people who are within that that aspect. It's the same thing when you have a university built in a certain town. One of the things is that you know, ladies and gentlemen, particularly the young ones, they like to look nice, they like to look beautiful. But if you have a service that you can offer, even the service of these things, it's called nails and brushes and, barbershops. These are the service that somebody may be able to benefit indirectly from an institution which is established. And why service matter? You know, with the offering of a service, the service business is defined as a business that is not giving you a tangible product. Because when you are paying, just think about this. When you are paying a lot of money to consult an advocate, when you are in trouble, to consult a senior counsel, to consult a legal practitioner, what are you going with at home when you are paying that 120,000 or that 50,000 or 20, depends on the case. What are you going to take at home? You are going to take at home nothing. But your freedom, you are going to take at home nothing, but your freedom, your satisfaction, maybe, also you are going to take at home the assistance that you got, but there's no tangibility there. You will not come with a product from a law firm. But these are some of the businesses which make a lot of money. But you will not come to say, no, I went to this law firm, I came from that law firm with this product, but you are paying this person because of his brain. You are paying this person because of how much time he spent on studying the constitution, studying, business law, studying trade law, how much this person spend on cases analysis, on the research, you are paying that person. And when we speak more on industrialization and innovation, now is the time that when we are going to 2026, let us now think and rethink about what can we do with what we have. Because we understand that when it comes to, when it's coming to product making, we are a bit infiltrated. Although we are still not saying we are giving up on that. But what we are saying now is that what if we intensify the service that we give to our people? What if we intensify the service that we give with what we have? Are we good at giving that also? Are we good at giving that? When you go to school, when we pay so much money, what are you coming out with after 4 years? You are getting a paper. And they are saying a degree is just a piece of paper, but why can't you print your own? But the quality of that, that is service. That is education, is a quality service that you can get. That's why let us rethink this way to say, for our young people, for our adults, let us see what kind of service business are we able to do in 2026. And believe me, you, the service business is a business that will never close down. That is service, because people need that assistance. People need that that assistance from you. That's why when you look at the offering of intangible products, the offering of intangible products from business, let us look at some of the examples of service businesses that you may know, but you may also not think about them in that aspect. You have law firm, you have accounting and management consulting, you have IT support, software development, bookkeeping. If you are an accountant, you are a CA, you are a qualified accountant, you can be paid for consulting. You can be paid for offering your skills to balance the books. You can be paid to do financial planning for an organization. Just an ordinary accountant. Financial planning, even budgeting, even tracing finance. You can be a financial investigator too. But that is service that is being offered. What if we think that way? If you are a qualified lawyer, and there's no law firm which want to admit you, you even stand a better chance than most of us, because you can be a consultant within a space that you are finding yourself. The fact that you are admitted, the fact that you have studied that, you can, your advice, you'll be paid because of your brain, and you can make money out of that legally. And we should continue advising also our people to say, what is the best thing that we can do to make sure that service business is intensified and expanded? Let us look at ShopRite and Roman Block.
It's the time of year for festive savings at ShopRite. Discover merry deals and get big savings on all your holiday essentials. Shop and save on products like 500 grams Rama Original 70% fat spread, only $28.99, and 4 kg Real Good frozen mixed chicken portions, just $199.99. Give more this Christmas with ShopRite's unbeatable prices, making your holidays extra special. Offers valid until 28 December 2025. Only at ShopRite. Lower prices you can trust always. Get lucky with ShopRite. Stand to win your shopping for free instantly. Buy any 3 participating products to enter. Check your till slip to see if you're a winner. Keep shopping for more chances to win. Valid until 25 December 2025.
Get extra big savings for an extra special Christmas at WB. Like 2-liter Oros, now only $37.99. 750 gram Crossen Blackwell Mayo for $37.99. 10 kg Buck Pro Fat Cook Flour for $139.99. and 2 kg Surf hand wash powder for only 48.99. See all our December specials online at Voermanbrock.com. We care.
Yeah, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And today we are speaking about sustainability of service business, and especially to students, especially when you are in this holiday. There is nothing that can upgrade a student than teaching other people. There is nothing, particularly in the world where we speak about the world of STEM, when we speak about the world of science, speak about technology and mathematics. There's nothing which can upgrade a student than teaching. Because when you are on holiday, look at January. Look at those struggling kids. Not the struggle kids, and get me correctly. Look at those struggling kids in various subjects. Talk to their parents. And when you speak to their parents, then you tell them what we are offering. If you are studying science at university, if you are doing a science module, you are studying electrical engineering, or you are studying even at a vocational training center, and you are very good at mathematics, now is your time to shine. It's not only your time to it's your time to shine. What are you offering? If you are being a tutor, you understand that you will be able to be very good at transferring those skills. And when you become very good at transferring those skills, then you know, you are also teaching yourself, but you are paid because of your brain. There is nothing that you are giving than the transferring of knowledge that you got. And this is something that we really take for granted. I was indicating to people that everyone can be a teacher in your own right. If you are good at the plumbing, why are you not using that to teach people within where you are finding yourself? If you are very good at, science modules, why can't you use that to teach? Especially at a time where everybody needs assistance. Everybody needs money. Everybody needs, assistance. But there are those with money. Then they do not have, the service that you have. There's that guy who is wealthy in your village. But you know, when you are looking at these kids, they are not making sure. When it's coming to academia, that is your opportunity to speak and also be able to get assistance. And the other thing is also, we'll move into the future. AI can come and go. But when it's coming to service of cleaning, when it's coming to service of painting, and it's coming to service of removing the rubbish, something that everybody can do, but nobody want to do it. Something that everybody can do, but nobody want to do it. Just cleaning. That is a service business that you can do anywhere, wherever you are, with or without a qualification. But you can also formalize it. You can also formalize it to that extent that when you formalize it, you will be able to do that. I have a friend of mine whose name is not going to be mentioned, but that person made more money into cleaning service. And when this person started doing that business, is that people were laughing at the person. But she started when she was at university. But when she started making more money, and there's this thing to say, money do not hide. You are going to buy your products and sell. This person just wake up, take the broom, the mop, and some of the, soaps that she needs to do, she's to use. Then start making money, because you already know that after you are done cleaning, at the end of that cleaning, you are getting that money. It's captivating. It seems like nobody want to do it, but there's opportunity there. Sometimes there's opportunity there. There is nothing that has more money than doing something that you already know that when you are done with this one, you are getting paid and you are going to use it. Because if you are in the 19th of December and you are not thinking about January, then you are short-sighted. If you are in the 19th of December and you are only thinking about 25 December party, then you are not here for Namibia, because you must think beyond that. What other things that we need to do during the holiday and also post, post 31st December 2025. The other thing is also on designing and also on IT and also technological services. Nowadays, you have David who only know how to open and close, switching on and off of the computer. But there are those people who study computer science, those who studied IT, that will be able to offer that service to say, even updating of softwares, removing of viruses from computers, positioning it your computer, cleaning it within its system. And if you can be able to sell that service to a person, then that is what they call service business, because there is nothing that you sell than your technical skills. And that time when, when these phones came, especially during my time, those Nokia came and Motorola's, when a grandmother has a phone and she accidentally put it on silent, then she has to consult you. Then when you bring that sound back, she becomes so excited. She think maybe you are so sophisticated, they even end up paying you. But later on, people realize, no, it's just a phone on silent. It was not off. But that is also the same thing to say. That is also the kind of service that you can give to the highest level, not really to say to remove something that is just simple. But if you are a computer scientist or you are a computer student, what other skills, what differentiate you from other computer students when you are on holiday? I'm not saying you must become a DJ, and I'm also not saying you must not become a DJ. But those are also some of the things that you can do when you are on holiday. They look like simple things, but there is more money into that than pressuring our parents in January. And there's also this thing of there is nothing which make me angry, not really angry, to say disappointed, than seeing somebody very happy and celebrating somebody's downfall. Because that is the society that we are living in. You will find somebody who he or she may went to school, but did not get the opportunity to make enough money, or just to make money so that this person can go to the north or to the south or the east to visit his or her parents or guardians. And there are those who are laughing and very happy that this person is suffering. But you do not know what this person is going through. Maybe it's also now the time also to inform them to say, when you have a qualification, look at what can you do apart from selling of products. What service can you give with your qualification? Because interestingly, every qualification, there is a business side of it, but we are not taught about that. Every qualification has a business side of it, but we are not taught about that. But let's hope now, those who did not get anything, what else can they do? And there's also an aspect of pride too, which some people, they say, no, me, I am who. You are who. But this is a world of survival. The world does not, praise, does not reward pride. Does not also reward arrogance. It rewards resiliency and fighting spirit within you. It rewards the resiliency and also the fighting spirit within you. And I love following the stories of wild animals, not wild things, wild animals. And There's always one of the interesting page which is giving characters and behaviors of wild animals within the jungle. And one of the page I went into, I have seen one of the animals in the jungle with the fighting spirit. Apart from what is known as Kasongo, apart from a Wathong, there is a honey beggar that is very powerful, does not have pride, but is also one of the animals that people compare to say it's not the size of an animal, it's the fighting spirit within it. And if you are lean behind the wall, you will be able to navigate through, because you don't have any option. Because this honey beggar was fighting with a python, and a python with its reputation, with its strength, with its deadly grip, it end up becoming lunch. This honey beggar, just not really because of its mistake, but it's because there is those who have a fighting spirit and will never give up. That's why today we are giving you advice, and we are also indicating to you to say there is an option of a service business that everybody can offer a service. And you must also get me correctly, there are also those who are offering service but not legal. They are not legal. Let us differentiate between that. Especially on this, holiday. Let us look at that aspect, particularly in terms of service business, because the service business is a business that only require you to be there. You don't need to have, sometimes you don't even need to have equipment, you just need to have your brain and your hands, able hands. And you can make money out of it, and more money when you professionalize it. Because for example, with cleaning service, everybody needs a cleaning service. After the party is over, after the dust has settled, because we told you to say December is a 1 week month. Now it's Friday, you will not see it. You will not see Saturday. When you blink, you are on the 24th of December. When you yawn, we are knocking in on the 1st of January. Good morning.
Yes, my son David.
Yes, uncle.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
How is your morning, your Friday morning?
Yeah, we thank God for the morning.
Okay, just hold on, eh?
Okay.
Stay on the line.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Tika insibo jo hobisa na kupwe ko Shoprite. Haka na onda ndo dokiri o nene no hobisa ra efudo. Mi pumbi wa esku kege ngashi. O keji nda ndo suka onto kiri o marathon. Ko torash komiro ngo waino waino sendo miro ngo waino wai. Nenge ina na tiari o litera zili mbali. Toho horo la poka chiko Pepsi Cola. Light, Max, Mountain Dew. Nenge mirinda. Kusa zili mbali zomaru ziga yoroka. Ko torash komiro ngo ndatu adzike. Ganja no kumana o shinji. Moro wa fandisa yo kiri ko Shoprite. Ziri kosu komiro ngo mbali na kaketa toka December nuvo. Oko Shoprite. Akoke, kakiro tovoro na tago ukuranda o shari ko Shoprite. Ningange, landi nimi tatu ili methi gathano. Karana o kambapira koe, ngere ongo yu asenda na e thimbo njoka. Karana ukuranda ikando inji, ui inji pare kompito yoe. Yoku sindana, ithi gathano, tari hurumo mirongo mbali na gatano ka December nuvo.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, thank you. I was saying that it means that the service provision.
Yeah.
It can be very much extended.
Okay, okay.
And
okay.
The people can do it in the manner that if they can integrate their service,
yeah,
with their skills or knowledge or whatever they have got.
Yeah.
So that means if you now combine the accountant,
yeah,
you combine the legal profession,
yeah,
and all these other professions.
Then you have a standing thing. You have a think tank.
You have a think tank, actually.
Yeah.
You have a think tank that can never be moved.
Shaken.
So, and these are the things that we need to actually think about so that we can create employment for ourselves.
So
imagine if they have that think tank.
Yeah.
And they are now going to provide service.
Yeah.
They are going to employ a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I think that is a very good thing to go. It's because people want to go it alone.
Mm.
Want to deal with those issues on the individual basis, which might not actually bring tangible results. Because you are doing it. So that means if you can combine yourself, you even have some all this kind of profession, you can actually have a combination of that kind of groups. And there's nothing that you definitely, because you have got this other one, the management, the accountant are there, like all those services, I mean profession that you have mentioned. We can really do something. Yesterday, I don't know whether it was yesterday or when, but people don't even to come up with an assurance company. The one that is now for our identity, the Namibian product. There might be there a few, but we could see most of these companies are actually owned by foreigners. And this ones, and there was also a directive sometimes back that yes, those people, those big companies, they take money out of Namibia. So it means if we establish our own entities here, the money will remain here. And the Minister of Finance will not have a problem of now shutting out how much money is being tapped away and things like that. And even the registration there will definitely change if they have not changed. So I think we can just do a lot. And all these qualified graduates that we are hearing without jobs, they will actually create employment for themselves and also create employment for other people who will be also providing service within that company. Within those companies.
Indeed.
So I think let's also be emphasizing much on those service providers, and so that they can do that. That's what the people do there in their company. They put their also together. Register your company, you now come and form up that congregation or whatever you call it. There is that word that when you put your company together, and now you now do your share in that one and things like that. And some of them might not even produce money to establish those companies. It's only the knowledge that is much needed there.
Yeah, but yeah, it's harnessing of knowledge and moving to one direction.
And moving to one direction. Yes. Why are we not doing that? If we have got accountant people who are unemployed, we have got lawyers who are unemployed, we have got all these other, even human resource personnel, all those kind of services, I mean, profession. Why can't we do that? We don't listen to perhaps what people are giving, what you people are giving them to us,
yeah,
and form up our own companies, or what is preventing us, actually? Is it the fear? Maybe the fear of the unknown?
Yeah.
That we must thrive in this area?
Yeah.
So, thank you very much, David, for giving me an opportunity.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And, the service business is one of the best business that, we can do. But the problem is that we are not, especially, I don't only want to look at the young people. We Namibians, we don't like working together with other people. You don't like working together. You find, like now in this festive season, you find people on the table. Yes, we like to debate, and it's the nature of human beings. We like to challenge each other so we can learn. We like winning. But you find you have a sitting here, it's a CA, qualified accountant. You have just a law graduate. You are somebody who did HR there. Then you have accounting and finance, your project management. Then you also have international relations there. Then you have a generalist too, somebody who did not go to school, but has wisdom and knowledge. Now, what is interesting is that the statistics are already telling you. If the statistics are telling you to say around 52% of able Namibians are not employed. If the statistic is telling you that, even when you are in the wedding or at the wedding where there are 100 people, you already know that the probability of 50 people within that 100 people or 52 people, they are staggering. We may look fine what we are wearing, but there is no economic activities there. It's up to you to bring about that conversation. It's already indicated in statistic in terms of average to say if you are 50, in combination around 52 to 53% of Namibians are not employed, able Namibians are not employed. Now, if you find, like this December, 20 young people at an event, at church, at the club, at the bar, at the market, at the soccer field, you already know. You don't need to be taught. They may look like we have, but we do not have. They look like they have, but they don't have. But it's up to us to bring that conversation to say, yes, education is there, but what can we do to provide services? What can we do to provide service? Because a standing think tank will not be destroyed, but the problem, we are individualistic, and there are also those people who don't like joining, who don't like assisting others, who don't like teaming up. And we are already taught by our African teachings that we will not go far without others. That is not in our nature as Africans to say. When we are speaking about Ubuntu, is to say you are not who you are just because you are David from Shombe's house. No, it's because of the community that you are in. When you become a medical doctor in at your village, it's not that it's only you. It's because of also advice that maybe your uncle also got advice, your mother also got assistance from somebody within that community. Maybe because of good teachers that you had, not really because of your own intelligence. Because of that kindergarten teacher that you think now is not intelligent anymore, that you don't even want to debate with, but this is somebody who brought you up. And that's why it's so difficult for us to come together. when we want to do something. Because one thing which I have seen is that as black people, we are very good at ganging up when we have a common enemy. When we have a common enemy, we are good at ganging up. When we have somebody that we want to destroy, we gang up with two, or what we can say, we meet and destroy that person. We assist each other online, the ganging up and destroy people. But when it comes to real things, to say, okay, now who can I gang up with if I want to take myself out of this trouble? It's very difficult. So that's why today we are speaking about a service business, to say, a service business, a combined service business, particularly which, like what Akalbana have stated, is quite a very interesting contribution, because when he indicated that aspect of saying, a service business can have various arms. It can even just be a suitcase business, but it has arms, to say, if you put a lawyer and accountant together, what are they coming up with? If you end somebody who did HR there, what are they coming up with? If you end a mathematician there, what are they coming up with? If you end a generalist or just a communication person, what are they able to come up with? If they both can clean and they can have a cleaning service, that cleaning service is easy to be registered. If they make money, the finance guy can take care of that finance. If they get into legal trouble, the legal mind can be able to stand on that. If they have bigger projects, they can stand on that. Because when you speak about service business and looking at new things which are happening, particularly now that it's very clear about oil and gas that is coming, for you to enter there, for you to enter that space, is not, and people are not telling us the truth, honestly, to say, for you to enter the business of oil and gas, how much money do you need to have? How much skill do you need to have? If you are not an engineer, oil and gas engineer, if you are not a scientist, if you are not somebody who with technical knowledge, because who want to be banned? You can't just enter a refinery like that. You can't just enter an industry, particularly at the early stage. That's why there is this thing of value chain. Now, when you are entering value chain, you want to tell me that me as a Namibian, not to bring too much pride on the table, to say me as a Namibian after 35 years old, I'll be told that my mom, who had been selling fate cakes along the roads, can still go and come and benefit from oil and gas by selling fat cakes to employees of Shell and Total. But that is still survival. But we must talk about, say, no, we have these standing young people with these skills, then this is what they can able to do. If it's a legal service, let it be provided by those young people who are standing on their own. I remember there was a book launch by CISA, and I don't know which one, because he wrote a lot of books now. He's also becoming a thinker and a philosopher. And there was a book launch, and at that book launch he stood up and said, if there's a qualified legal practitioner here, I have 20,000 here. And if you can combine yourself and start a law firm somewhere, not here in Windhoek, but somewhere to give services, which was quite a very, very good thing to do that, to say, those who can stand, who are able to stand, must be assisted to stand, particularly in the aspect of, service business. Service business can go beyond that. Can also go beyond that. Even taking care of elders. Now, you are standing nursing, you are at home, and you don't want a holiday job of taking care of elders. What kind of nurse are you going to be? Are you going to be a TikTok nurse? That is service that you are giving. You do not want, oh, that is a work of a housekeeper. But that is the basic skills of taking care of people. You want to be a nurse one day, but you do not have money to go to nursing school, or transport money, but you don't want to take care of somebody's kid. But you are a nurse. Even men, but you are studying nursing. Who's going to take care of the kids? That is the best service that you can give to say, no, I'm a nurse, but I'm on holiday. But if I can take care of your kid, can give me this amount. You can even identify, easy for you to identify what the kid needs than even the mother. That is service that you can give. So, dear listeners, it's 31 minutes, but there are 7. Let us look at the short commercial break. Then we can engage with the conversation. We can continue the conversation. And the service can go beyond that. We speak about technical skills. We speak about engineering skills. We speak about, creative and design. And we also speak about, speak about communication. There are those people who are born just a great communicator. You are just born very good at communicating and becoming an MC, especially this time at those weddings and those events, at those parties. Sometimes a wealthy guy at the village may have a party, may have an event that he invited his friends, but there's really nobody to stand up and speak and entice these people. But you are there, a student of communication, a student of media, or any other student, but you are very good at communicating, directing. Why can't you be able to stand and offer that service? Is even you going to sell yourself to offer that service? Let us consider that not only the service that is offered are illegal, which I don't want to dwell much into, but the real service that can also earn your respect and sharpen your skills too on the way. So let us look at a short commercial break, then we can move forward.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu honda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe fa omarudi dai loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatimwe bali heavy nola natu heavy bali no heavy ile ko berewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any staff.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, and we are speaking about service business in Namibia. They are sustainable, they are everywhere, because a service that you can offer, somebody needs it, and you'll be paid for that. And at this stage, especially when you are at the end of 2025, it's quite very clear to understand that not everyone is economically fit. and majority of the people are not economically fit. Even those who are looking like they are economically fit, they are not economically fit because they are being pulled down by those who are not economically fit. Things are not well economically. That one we must underline it. And those who do not have standing product, service business can be done and sustainable. There was a time, and I see this, I think it's a pride that we have also, and it's killing us, especially young people. It's a pride that we have. I have a friend of mine who, and I'm speaking with much respect, who I know, but I have to convince her to do that, that work. And we're laughing about it because they all went to school and they did education. Somebody got a job. And the other friend got the job and she did not get. And the friend called her and said, no, Jay, I want you to come and stay with my kid while I'm going to school. But I'll pay you 2,000. You are staying at my flat. And we also talk about opportunities because I know you are not doing anything. Then she came to me and say, no, David, listen, this person think I'm what, and I just look at the person and say, is it me? Do I look like a housekeeper? Me staying with a kid? Well, what the level of underestimation is that? But I'm saying a person is your friend. A person already see the situation that you are into. And it's not undermining you. It's even paying you more than what other people are paying. And in fact, you have even an opportunity to engage into that. No, David, you are too positive into that. No. Sometimes the pride that we have so much to have, you have a qualification and you want to be the queen of the town is not going to work. Let us come to that aspect of saying. And lucky enough, she went and she got better opportunities now. But imagine how many people are like that. Your friend sometimes has a good heart and say, come here. Wash my clothes, not really because I underestimate you, but I have to give you something because you are doing something for me. Or stay with my kid, I'm going to work, and I'm giving you this amount of money. Or protect my flat, I'm going to the holiday, or I'm going to, because your time is still coming. Because you are thinking while you are working. Sometimes you are just staying there, people are not, yeah, they are just even on internet just because there is somebody, there is protection. You are not a guard who is outside. You are not guarding the flat. You are just inside for people to know that there is somebody inside. What does he think? What does she think he is? But I like the way men we are, and I'm not saying this without any stereotyping, but you can disagree with me. It's your democratic right, actually, because men, we don't really have pride. And there are those who have pride, but they don't have a pride. I say, chief, come take this car to car, I should get this amount of money, or take my kids to school because I'm busy studying, I'm doing what. Fairy, sharp, nothing. But if we continue doing these kinds of things, especially during holiday, this is a time to make money too. This is a time to get, money to, is even for free, staying into somebody's house, a person is going to a holiday. You are just staying, you are protecting his house, you are there, you are eating, and you are also being paid. Who does he think he is? Just because I don't have, our mentality also have put us into trouble, but that is something we can do better than that. That's why today we are saying a service business, a business that you can do without giving a tangible product. Sometimes just your presence. Sometimes just your presence. Walking somebody's dog. Because especially in the most advanced part of town, you find it's proven to say if a dog has been caged for a long time, it can become so aggressive even against the owner. Because dogs are also like human beings. They get depressed. If you put them on the scale, they can have a high level of depression. Also, animals. Even birds, they can be depressed. Yeah, that's why you find people moving dogs around. Number one, you are safe. The dog is protecting you. Number two, you have nothing to lose. You are exercising. Number three, you are getting money for free. just moving somebody's dog. We say, what does he think he is? What does she think she is? But sometimes it's just an experience that you need to get. It's a service that you are giving. So, dear listeners, that is a conversation that we are looking at, especially when we are saying the sustainability of service business. We are talking about service business from a smaller scale point of view to also highest level. Because if we understand that we don't need to have a standing business to operate, if we understand that the skills that we get from university, we can still offer it, especially through educating others, especially needed skills, because the world now realizes to say less investment has been put into STEM, that is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Those who are doing technical skills must be able to teach. In how it has been at the school she went through, mathematics has been one of the most feared subjects. And if you get an A in mathematics, people are very scared of you. If you get a B, people are scared of you. Mathematics have been one of the most... people have different views about mathematics. Even the mathematics teacher, people did not like him. I don't know how many of you love the mathematics teacher. Not really because it's not likable, just because of the criticality of the subject, the technique of the subject, and also maybe the Bantu education system has also done something into our mind, because the white African after 1948. Particularly in the implementation of Bantu Education Act, indicated the same, black people, they call the word start with a K, are not going to that area. So, no, black people, they are not technical people, they are not sophisticated, or what black person going to do with engineering, mathematics, science. But when mathematics came, it also came with stereotyping. But when you look at where we are now, what we need in our country is more engineers and more people with high level of mathematics, even a mathematician. Because you know that somebody who study mathematics can cut across all subjects, can work in business, can work actually in the bank, can work at university, can work within a statistic agency, can work anywhere. Because it's not only about problem solving, but it's also about creative thinking and innovation. If you are studying something on that nature, there is a high chance of you will be able to offer better service, particularly teaching mathematics that people are running away from, especially with the world where it's moving to an industrialization. We cannot industrialize without STEM. That one is agreed, and now people are looking at how we can revive our education system to say more scientific and make science, favorable and invest more into research and science. And the government of Tate Nyoma was very clear about science, especially when the founding has to even go to university and study geology degree, because they realized to say this is what is needed. But now, what can you do as a math graduate or as a science graduate at home, especially this time? Find an opportunity to teach what you learn. Find an opportunity to offer that service. Because nobody who would not want to be taught mathematics, nobody who wants a kid who is not excelling in mathematics, science, and technology. And let us look at Namibie Mills. Let's look at how you can be Polanified, especially on this holiday, and where food is part of the plan.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, because you clearly haven't been Polanified. Like, boring day at the spa.
Polana for your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polana fire your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polana fire your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polana fire every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Care that builds with you. That's the rollover benefit from NHB. When you claim less than a defined amount of your day-to-day benefits in a year, the unused amount is carried over for the next year, like a savings account for your health. You can use your rollover benefit in many ways, from co-payments to medical costs usually not covered, even contribution holidays. Learn more at nhb.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHB, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHB, we're about you.
NHB, your peace of mind. And we are always indicating to you that protect your peace. Because in this holiday, let us also not just look at the happy faces. Let us also not just look at the happy faces. People have been going through a lot in, we have been going through actually a lot in 2025. And you must learn how to look at people and read people. Because some of the jokes may become insult or just fire that you are ending to petrol already. You must know what to joke about, because something can be a joke but can be also ending to somebody's trauma. Especially stop asking people if they don't tell you. Stop asking people if they don't tell you. If you are able to do something, what are you doing? What are you doing now? Did you not get a job yet? How is the economy at home? Where is your kid? I saw you were expecting. If a person did not tell you, don't go there. Sometimes you must learn how to approach people, because you don't know what happened in the process. A person was wearing a wedding ring and you are asking, and you are very happy on holiday, guys, how is wait for people to speak, because we must be cognizant about what we say. And sometimes you are seeing the sign and you are continue pushing, because we must be able to be sensitive. As long as we are honest, we must be able to be sensitive and diplomatic too, especially when we are dealing with other people. People are coming from prison. Some people are coming from a rehabilitation center. Some people are coming from sick bed. And you are just there. And not being cognizant about what you speak. Let us be cautious, especially during this holiday, where things have not been well in 2025. Good morning.
David, you just reminded me something just quickly. What? You mentioned something very important.
Other things were not important, eh?
Yeah, no. I mean, this one may be more significant than any other issue.
It's important. Okay.
Imagine me.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know, most of these private schools that we see and where we are taking our children.
Yeah.
Many of those schools were actually founded by, even whether it's the early childhood development, most of these private schools, they were actually founded by our colleagues, our brothers and sisters from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
I know very well that two of my children, so they were also somehow not really struggling.
Mm.
Whenever you see when they are about to write examination for this, this will be grade 10, or grade 10 and the grade 12. So the Zimbabweans, they have those schools. I mean, even individually, just like that, to assist you in mathematics and science.
Mm-hmm.
physics, chemistry. Like you said, mathematics those days, even now, so it used to be feared.
And they're saying a mathematic teacher, even when it's raining, he will find a way to come to school.
Can you see now?
No.
Can you see?
Yeah.
But it's also the mentality, the colonial mentality, because they are respected us because people used to say, even the teachers, when the girls are doing mathematics, they will tell you, no, this is not for the girls.
For the boys. No, it's colonial mentality.
Colonial mentality. So if we can really do something, and those people with mathematics, even the people who are mostly qualified, and they also, let's say now somebody who has studied science, pure science, mathematics, physics, and chemistry, and that person might not have done the education. It's when the person gets a job. So you place that person in category C instead of category D with other people who are also have got the same degree.
Because it's a mathematician.
And now, and we are denying that person as an opportunity to teach our children in school because we say this is just the person has done engineering. And there's no way he's not qualified to be a teacher.
No, you're even overqualified.
You are even overqualified. And the person who is now coming with a very small background of mathematics and is not even grounded well enough in mathematics and physics and chemistry is the one who they say is qualified.
Yeah, because I think there's also something that need to change because look, when you look at, for example, at other universities, they prefer expertise or experts because if somebody has a degree in English, for example, that is a specialist in that area in English. That person can teach English, but he's not taught other technical subjects. But when that person has a PhD in English and he did not do education, this person will be able to teach teachers at the university.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's not allowed to be able to be a lecturer of English, but he's not allowed to be, because there's no qualification to say you become a lecturer, just advancement in your academic, and you teach in that field.
See now? Those are some of the areas that we need to rectify.
Yeah.
They can be rectified
through
us and our system.
Yeah.
I always used to have a problem, I tell them, but yes. But this one, this person who's going to be employed here to teach you,
they only get
temporary.
Yeah.
So I say, no, these are the people that we need.
No, temporary is fine. It's fine because we also have those who did education, but we must sometimes prioritize also expertise to say if a teacher of geography is struggling, why can't we go and look for a geologist to come and assist for 6 months?
Yes.
Yeah, because,
They can only go there if there is an open space.
Yeah.
If there are no open space, that means that knowledge is denied by the children.
Yeah, because if a teacher of geography is struggling, let's go and look for a geochemist or a geologist to come and take these kids through. Or why can't we, have an alternative, particularly in terms of service, to say this guy has this level of education, why can't he be able to teach?
So we need to rectify a lot of... And I think there is about the, I don't know whether there's an act there.
Yeah, but now in this situation, you already have a lot of educators in the street who obtain qualifications. But somebody can still go and also ask to say, did you just obtain or did you just acquire or you are really able to educate?
This newspaper in front of me say, nesting, the education, they are in oversupply. So now they are oversupply and they are not even employed. So you have to wait for 5 or 10 years more before you can, So those are some of the things. But if you put your science teachers there, mathematicians, and all these things, combined with the social studies, but the children will be well grounded.
But there must also be another thing that has to come into mind to say, if I did education, what other things can I do? Can I be flexible?
diversify your knowledge skills or whatever.
What other things can I do if I did nursing? What other thing can I do?
Exactly.
Mm.
So because things are changing, the diversification of economic activity also apply to the diversification of knowledge and careers and all these other things, so that you are marketable.
Today you are talking. You are mentioning something very important today.
Yeah, thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you, ne.
God bless.
All right. We have 5 minutes. We have 5 minutes before we transfer the mic to the big mic to unpack the day. And you can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401-083-288-401. And we are indicating to say it's festive season. We need to be very sensitive, although not too emotional. But there are things that need to be said, because there is a say to say a tongue is a beast that is very difficult to control. It's very difficult to control, because when I think I already spoke, sometimes you are around people, then you know there are things that need to be said, there are things that don't need to be said. Table manners. And there are those people who can just say anything. You offend a lot of people, not really to say you are not telling the truth. You are telling the truth, but your truth, the way it's coming out, is coming out as disrespect if it's not handled very well. It's like in our tradition, we are told an elder does not lie. And does not lie. But when you see that maybe he's very creative about the truth, the way he's saying, you must find a way to correct him, but don't say you are lying. Papa, you are lying, daddy, you are lying. You can't do that. Those are the things but you must find a way to say, no, I think you miss out some points here and there. That's why it applies along, and it depends also on the seniority of a person. It can also apply to other people. And you find people, they are coming from the holiday, they are beating up each other, and I'm always trying my best to avoid that kind of fight. But if a fight comes straight to me and I don't have an option, I'll be very happy to self-defend myself. But that should not be the aim of everybody. Should not be the aim. You find people, debates which are hurting others. But this is a time to enjoy. It's a time to relax. And it's also a time to rethink and refocus. It's time to connect. And it's also a time to be with those who you love. And also to look at 2026, because 2026 should be a practical year. Because what we went through in 2025 should not be what you're going through in 2026. And in the history of histories, 2026 will go down in the history as a past. To go down as a past, we only have a few days, 9 days there, before we go to 2026, and 2025 will never come back anymore. In the history of our being, and no regret, just good memories, and looking at what it needs to be done, particularly moving forward. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop, and I'm now going to leave you in the good hands of Michael Choveri, to unpack the day, and see you around. Enjoy your Friday. Take care of yourself, and bye-bye.